This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six.com.
Big question. What does Sam Malone, dairy cows and hogs, and Doug Burgum have in common? You want that one more time, or did you absorb it all in the first go-around? Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Manny, you want it one more time, or you have it?
Probably need it one more time.
Probably need it one more time. Okay, what is Sam Malone, dairy cows and hogs, and Doug Burgum have in common?
You got me stumped.
Well, I got a lot of punchlines, but, you know.
You
I
do.
Don't,
you're
no,
a punchline.
God, yes.
I'm not I looking mean, for a punchline. All right, well, that's the big question we start today.
I don't
today.
Think any of my guesses would be right, so I'll just leave it be. But
you answer it correctly, and you have free Cloverdale bacon on me, ladies and gentlemen. So it's worth thinking about a little bit. We'll start the day with a trivia question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email address. Call us up. You can text an answer in, too, if you do 701-226-8503. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, is as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550. Bismarck Mandan, local number 258-0550. Hello and welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. This is the Thursday edition. This is the program by the day, rather, where we're brought to you in part by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, real simple question for you. Are you a member of the Northwest Landowners Association? If not, why not? The cost is small, the benefit big. And the Northwest Landowners Association represent a group of folks that don't want to stop the progress is happening in North Dakota, where we're utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. But they do want to protect the land, and they want to have a seat at the table to make sure the conversations are happening to do just that, to maintain that balance of developing the resources and protecting the land. And it's happening because of the work of the Northwest Landowners Association. If you're a member, you get access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You get all kinds of great assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. They have a lobbyist that represents the Northwest Landowners at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. They're doing newsletters and email updates and all kinds of things related to relevant North Dakota natural resource issues and meetings that are happening to make sure you're aware. So join the Northwest Landowners Association today. It's a great deal. It really is. NWLandowners.com. For more information, nwlandowners.com. All right, Daryl and Minot, first answer to the question. Sam Malone, dairy cows, hogs, and Doug Burgum, what do they have in common?
They all are going to be on What's On Your Mind program today.
Was it that easy? For crying out loud?
I listened to your show last night.
Excuse me?
I listened to your program last night, and I was excited about Ted Danson being on, so.
Yeah, and it's actually not all today, but I gave you a little pass on the last part of your answer because they're all going to be on. Sam Malone's going to be on. Sam Malone, of course, is the character on Cheers that Ted Danson played for years. He is a big Hillary Clinton fan. Bill Clinton is coming to North Dakota tomorrow. He'll be at a rally in Fargo, and the Clinton campaign reached out to us. They know we have the largest audience in North Dakota, and they said, would you have one of our surrogates on? Would you have somebody on that is stumping for to get people to come to this rally? And so they said you can talk to Rosie O'Donnell, Ted Danson, Heidi Heitkamp, or Joel Heitkamp. So, with no offense meant to Heidi or Joel, you know, first of all, Joel has a different radio show and is unavoidably detained at the same time we are. Senator Heitkamp is very difficult to schedule. We know how hard that is, so we knew that was a fool's errand because she's not real fond of coming on this program and talking to a majority of the folks of North Dakota who have a little bit of a different political opinion than she does, and I don't know why she doesn't. I wish she would, but we've been over that one before. So my first pick was actually Rosie O'Donnell, Daryl.
Ooh, you chose wisely.
You said I chose wisely?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought that's just too rich. I just was, you know, and, you know, Ted Danson, Rosie O'Donnell is, I don't know, it would have been a humorous interview in my mind, right? I mean, we would have attempted some seriousness, but it would have been a humorous interview, and I thought that would have been kind of fun. Anyway, Rosie, after the, you know, million tries and finding times, it just didn't work. So then we said Ted Danson, and it's hard not to like Ted Danson just because of Sam Malone and Cheers and the whole, you know, I mean, the Cheers thing, and I think he's a little bit more well-versed in his politics, although I'm not big on any actor being, a spokesperson for a campaign. I think it's kind of silly myself. But I'm glad they're willing to come on. I'm looking forward to the conversation. And now I simply want to know, you know, what do you want to know from these guys? We've got a Facebook post up asking questions. And I want to, what I'm going to do is we're actually a little bit of a change here. We are taping the interview with Sam. I keep calling him Sam.
You're going to do that. Yeah. Don't do it during the interview.
Ted Danson.
I'd like to be the first one, right?
Oh, yeah, I still got to try and track down Cliffy Clavin, too. But Ted Danson, the interview is happening immediately after the show. But what I want to do today is take your questions and then play them for him. That way it's sort of like, you know, he was live on the air. Does that make sense, Daryl?
Yeah, I guess if you're asking me if I have a question, I would like to know where all our power is going to come from and who's going to pay for it if they cut off fracking and our coal industry. Where is everything going to come from if we don't provide it for ourselves?
It's a good question. So, Matt, flag that one, and we'll play Daryl's question. Daryl from Minot with a very good question. Right, you banned frack. And by the way, that's one of my questions. I have actually the audio of Hillary Clinton, you know, saying, you know, coal miners are going to have to lose their jobs and coal mines are going to have to close down. And I wanted to play it for him to say, hey, the people she's talking about are here. They're in the audience. So what do you say to them, Ted? And I'll follow that up with your question. Okay, if not coal, not fracking, you want oil to go away, you want, you know, gas to go away because fracking brings, gas up with the oil, right? There's same process used to extract gas, and in North Dakota's case, we get both. We get a twofer. What then? We flip the switch. What happens? Very good question. So we'll ask that. Will you hang on so we can mail you off a certificate for some Cloverdale bacon on us? Okay.
You better believe it.
Hang on, Daryl. I appreciate your call. All right. Now the others that he mentioned. So Ted Danson. Now you got the scoop on that, and I want to hear from you, just like Daryl did. What do you want to ask Ted Danson? And I don't think we should do snarky. Let me rephrase that. I won't do snarky. I'm not going to do crabby pants, you know, make fun of Ted Danson, you know, get in his face. I'm not. He's coming here with a viewpoint. That's fine. I'm going to respect his viewpoint, but I'm not going to, you know, say, well, so tell us why Hillary's so wonderful either, right? I mean, we need to ask some questions that would be relevant to people trying to make up their mind, especially Democrats that are listening, and we have them in the primary next month. But, you know, one of our Facebook listeners said, you should ask Ted, are you sure you're on the right show? You know, that's what's wrong with this divide. Right? If you support Hillary, what? You only go on MSNBC? And, you know, so come on. You're never going to get anywhere if you can't come on a program where some folks might disagree with you and make your case. Have a conversation. They might never change on 7 of 10 issues. They might change on 3. Why the heck wouldn't you? So, anyway. So the questions I'm looking for are what I'm saying is, you know, constructive questions. And we've got to get a couple Cheers questions in, right? How do you go from Sam Malone to stumping for Bill and Hill? You know, were you ever talking politics during the taping of Cheers? I don't know. I'm up for anything. So it's your call. I'd be the happiest guy in the world if I didn't ask one question and you filled the whole 10 minutes we have with Ted Danson. So call him in and we'll just tape it here and actually play him back for Ted. It'll be nice and easy. Okay? Very good. The hogs and dairy cows thing is June 14th. We have obviously a governor's race. But we also had a lot of local races, but we also have Measure 1, the North Dakota Corporate Dairy and Swine Farming Referendum that is trying to undo what the North Dakota legislature did. Where are you at on that issue? We haven't talked about it, but I want to hear. We got a ton of growers, ranchers in this audience, and I want to hear what you think about that. I'll tell you about the Doug Burgum portion of today's program as well when we come back after a short timeout. In the meantime, let's talk. 800-228-0550. Give me a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with Tana Martin from Valley Imports. She's an Audi brand specialist. Tana started buying her cars at Valley Imports and decided this would be a pretty fun place to work.
Started learning a lot about it and just the friendly atmosphere, that it's really no pressure about buying a car. It's just having a conversation, and at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your decision. The technology is so easy to use, just even like their voice command. You don't even have to search for a restaurant. You can just say, I'm hungry.
Tell me about being from New Rockford.
Part of it's just the small town atmosphere, and that's kind of how I treat my work life. You kind of build common ground with everybody, and everybody's got something they can relate to, whether, you know, it's sports or just complaining about the weather. It's too hot, too cold. Local things going on around town.
Visit Tana and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or go online to valleyimports.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Make the trip to Fargo to see Bill Clinton at Rowe Farm tomorrow. Love to hear from you. You know, there are Democrats in North Dakota, and albeit a small number of Democrats, but they're here. For those of you that are on the Democratic side, wrestling between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, I'd love to hear where you're at and why. And anybody going to see Bill Clinton. Anytime a former president comes, or any of these presidential candidates, regardless of their party, I think it's a good idea to go. You know, I really do. I would go see Bill Clinton. I'll be at EDC tennis tomorrow watching my daughter, and I'm not going to miss an opportunity to see my daughter in the waning days of her high school career, just this year and next. So I will miss it, but I'd like to be there. I really would. I'd take that in. And look, I don't agree with Bill Clinton on a lot politically, but he's a former president of the United States. You know, go there and take it in. But I'm kind of curious if anybody's going. Let me know. 800-228-0550. We have a lot of open phone time today. We do have one guest. Ben Olson will join us. We were talking yesterday with Terry Bierke. Terry called in and said, we need young conservatives. And I mentioned Ben Olson. Ben used to work for us here. He's now a student at UND and a candidate for the Grand Forks City Council. I don't think he's 20. I think he's 19. He maybe just turned 20, but, he's a youngster. And we're going to talk with him a little bit about that effort, why he's doing it, and, getting other young conservatives out there. I think it's great. Questions for Ted Danson? Phone him in. And if you have a thought on this ballot measure, how are you going to vote on the North Dakota Corporate Dairy and Swine Farming Referendum? Measure one, a vote for the measure upholds the Senate bill, which said, all right, we have a corporate farming bill, but we're going to allow some exemptions, and that's for hog and dairy operations because there are none, or there's a dwindling number of them, and they're going elsewhere. So want to bring those operations back. So it says corporate farming restrictions stay with these two exemptions. But you would think the sky is falling from the Farmers Union and other folks because of those two exemptions. They believe that just means the beginning of the end for the corporate farming bill. So a vote against the measure would repeal the Senate bill and go back to a complete and total ban. Who's right? 800-228-0550. How will you vote? Let me go to the phones here. Will and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good, Will. How are you?
Pretty good. See, I've been on the internet the last couple months seeing all these this barrage of Doug Burgum ads that he's buying up. And I think internet's pretty cheap to buy. But he's been buying TV and all this other media out there. And I'm just afraid that the message is not getting out that the true conservative is Wayne Stengem, especially when it comes to the life issues. Burgum, at least at the last debate that I saw with him, he wouldn't call himself pro-life. And I think everyone in North Dakota needs to hear that loud and clear, that there is one candidate here who's going to stand up for life and one who's not. And that it just doesn't seem to be, I guess, hitting a lot of people. I was talking to somebody the other day, a conservative who is pro-life, and didn't even, he said, well, is there anybody going to run against Burgum? And I know Wayne's done a good job with the campaign, but he's running up against somebody who's getting a lot of out-of-state money in Burgum. And I think it just needs to be echoed that Wayne is the true conservative here.
Well, when you say true conservative, you're speaking to the life issue is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I am passionately pro-life, and I don't try and use this show as a platform for that. But personally, I'm very pro-life, and when asked and when it's discussed, I talk about it. But that issue is important to me too, very important. I'm closer to understanding where both candidates are at, but not completely there. So I plan the next time each of them are on. Doug Burgum's tomorrow. As I mentioned earlier, that's one of the reasons that I brought that up at the beginning of the show, to say, hey, are there any questions we're not asking of Doug Burgum that you want asked? And I think you've just given us one, Will. But I plan to do this anyway, because the North Dakota Family Alliance recently did an interview session with both Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem and asked them questions, okay, on would you have signed this bill that came from the legislature? And both candidates answered the question, are you against abortion, except in the case of life, health, and rape and incest, life and health of the mother and rape and incest, affirmatively. Okay? Now,
yeah.
Tom Fryer did both interviews from the North Dakota Family Alliance, and now Tom's left the Family Alliance, unfortunately. Tom went down individually on a number of the bills, and one of the bills, there was a back and forth with Doug that led him to say, well, how can you then say that you're against abortion except in those cases? And it never really was resolved in the meeting. So I am right now assembling a bunch of different information and everything else and trying to get some. I want to get like literally three or four at the most simple answers so we can fairly compare these two. Okay?
Well,
and know
already,
exactly where they're
already
at.
He's already said as much at the debates. I mean, there's been several opportunities, many opportunities, gone around the state to the district conventions. He's been vocally.
That's all true, Will, but I'm not interested I'm interested in right now, today, where are you at, right? No, it's no different than if I'd asked Donald Trump the question 5 years ago, I'd have got a different answer than I did today. I want to right now, today, where are you at definitively? Now, to be fair to Doug, he's new to this game. He's not a politician. I mean, I've explained this story on the air that one day when I was trying to say, look, you've got to answer these questions. I mean, why are you not answering these questions? And I think, you know, his response, just to reiterate in case you missed my explanation one day, was, hey, I in 30 years of meetings in business, this question doesn't come up. And, you know, it was a way of saying, okay, I got to understand what you're asking and better, you know. So I think we, in my case, a political, I don't want to use the word savvy because it sounds like I think I'm big time, but I'm saying I've asked a lot of those kinds of questions of politicians over the years, right? Yeah. Well, I'm guessing that you are passionate enough about this to say, you know, I'm waiting for that question. You know what to listen for and to hear for, right? You ask the right questions and you know what answers you need to hear in order to be comfortable, okay?
Right.
And I'm the same way. All I'm saying is in Doug's case, that's really not fair to him because this wasn't his world. Okay? Now, if it was Doug Burgum answering that way as someone who's been in the political world, I'd say I smell a skunk a mile away. I smell a skunk. But that's why I'm saying I wanna just black and white, same questions of both, yes or no, where are you at? That's what I wanna know. You're right about the debate. He wouldn't answer. He wouldn't say, but that was kind of again the defense mechanism of someone that wasn't really sure where he was at. On the issue, so I will just say this. I've had enough of a conversation privately with Doug Burgum to know he is not as bad as you think he is on that issue. I don't know that he's where we want to be, but quite honestly, neither is Wayne Stanjum.
Ask him about his connection to the HODO, because they did a lot of promotions with with the abortion facility right across the street. I know that may be his ex-wife, but
hang on
a
second. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Hang tight. Don't go.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a Petrosurf USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petrosurf USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two of those fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4 all day, every day at Petrosurf USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including giant seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's jumbo steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, mega Italian, mega hickory smoked turkey, cheese, mega smoked ham and cheese, the mega oven roasted turkey and cheese, your choice, $2.99. At Petrosurf USA, helping America fuel better.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kind of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Give me a ring and tell me what's on your mind. Whether it's this governor's race, whether it's Bill Clinton coming to town. You coming to Fargo to see Bill Clinton? Are you going to just, wherever you're at, I'm curious if you're going to go to see Bill. Will you go see Bill Clinton stump for Hillary and the... It'd be very interesting. Rowe Farms, wonder how many people will be there. Bill Clinton probably won the Senate race for Heidi Heitkamp. North Dakota Democrats like Bill Clinton. They really do. I remember that it was a few weeks before the election. It was a huge crowd. It was a big deal. So he's well-liked. He's a good one to pull out. And I think also an indication of how concerned the Clinton folks are. But you going to go see him? Can you go see somebody like that that you politically disagree with? And Democrats, Sanders, Bernie Sanders, or Hillary Clinton, where are you at? Let me know. 800-228-0550. Okay, so Will in Mandan had to go and had to get back to work, but apologized. And we're gonna take a version of Will's question and use it for Doug Burgum tomorrow. We have Doug Burgum tomorrow on a talk radio town hall. Wayne Stengem again next week on a talk radio town hall. And I'm constantly looking for your questions. One of the questions I had today is, what issues are we missing? What are we not, you know, what are we not covering for these candidates? I'm so tired of talking about Obamacare. You know, I'm done with that one, right? I mean, I'm even a little bit done with the whole Angel Fund thing. We still got to get Al Carlson to talk about it from the legislative perspective on that, but I'm tired of that one. I want some fresh, some bold fresh between now and Election Day. I personally, going to Will's point, need to know where these candidates are at. And I want you to tell me if you think this is unfair. Because I've told you, one thing I am really guarding is that we call balls and strikes. I'm going to give my opinion, folks. I'm a talk show host. That's what I do for a living. Okay? But as it pertains to this race for the governor, and, you know, June 14th is going to decide who the next governor of North Dakota will be, no doubt about it. And it's going to be one of two people, in my mind. Again, Scott Hinn's opinion, all due respect to Mr. Nelson and the Democrats, Mr. Risky and the Libertarians, and to Paul Sorum, who's on the Republican Party ballot June 14th, it's going to be either Doug Burgum or Wayne Stengem. And so I want to make sure we're asking the questions you're concerned about, tackling the issues you're concerned about, and doing it fairly. As I said all along, good people in both camps. I've got friends in both camps. You know, it's like try picking the you know, one of those two. It's impossible, right? You say, hey, I like these folks. I like those folks. So what you say is, let's just go out there, and these candidates got to make the case and make it to the people, and may the best man win. And that's what we're trying to provide, that vehicle that allows for that discussion. So I want you to tell me whether I'm being too favorable to Doug Burgum when I say Doug Burgum getting a barrage of questions about the pro-life issue should be given a pass on getting it right. In other words, the question Will raised, for instance, at the debate, he wouldn't say that he was pro-life. He wouldn't use that term. So what does that say to Will? He's pro-choice. All right. I've asked Doug Burgum, looked him in the eye and said, are you pro-choice? He said, no. I said, well, tell me what that means to you. Right? So my hope was that the Family Alliance would clear all this up. I don't think it has. It came close. But, you know, there was dialogue back and forth and opinions injected and not just a simple yes or no and why on 1, 2, 3. That's what I want. But, and again, I'm telling you, giving you free license, take a baseball bat to me if necessary, if you think that I'm being unfair to say, look, I'm really, number one, interested in where they're at today. And number two, I don't think Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum, when it pertains to, okay, I asked you a question, pro-life or pro-choice, how'd you answer? Go. How they answer can be judged the same. Does that make sense? Or does that sound like pablum? Please tell me. And what I mean by that is when Doug was asked early on, Chris Berg, Valley News Live, are you pro-choice or pro-life? He said neither. Well, as a pro-life, pro-family voter, I hear that and I go, uh-oh, alarm bells, alarm bells. What are you trying to hide? But this guy's coming out of the business world. He's not coming out of the political world. Now, if Wayne Stengem had answered that way, I would say properly, hey, I know what you're trying to do here. Have it both ways. But I think somebody coming out of that business world who's, now they should have political advisors to say, here's your question you're going to get, here's how you should answer it, but, you know, that didn't happen. I'm only interested in finding out right now today, I don't care what you said in a debate, I don't care, right now today, where is your heart at? Where is your position at? Because that's what I'm going to hold you accountable to on behalf of every single listener of this radio program. Right or wrong, you tell me. The question we need to pose to Mr. Burgum tomorrow on behalf of Will and Mandan is the question related to the Hotel Donaldson. He's referring to the property owned by the ex-wife of Doug Burgum, Karen Stoker, who is, I think, by all accounts, a very, very, very pro-choice, you know, in that pro-abortion crowd. But I don't, that doesn't mean Doug Burgum is. You know, I don't know how you can, any more than you hold a candidate, but Wayne Stengem is married to, you know, if there was some giant controversy in the FFA, which there isn't, because it's about as mom and apple pie as you get, you say, well, your wife presided over this, FFA situation, and now, you know what I mean? You asked, we'll ask. So, we'll do that on the program. All right, let's get back to the phones here. We're going to go to York and Brenda. Where's York exactly, Brenda?
My husband would tease you and say it's between Hong and Nansen, but I guess you could say between Rugby and Kandu.
All right. Well, I'm ashamed to say I didn't know where it was.
Okay. No, that's all right.
Kandu, I know.
Highway 2, though, but we live north of Highway 2, so anyway. So, yeah.
Do you really? Yeah. And no, well, Kandu, I know, but York, yeah. I didn't. That'd be Benson County, I'll bet then, huh?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But like I said, our address is York, but even though we live like 7 miles north of York. But York is right along Highway 2, so.
Beautiful. Well, what is on your mind today? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline chatting with us today, Brendan. We're glad you called.
I guess I'm just questioning. I know you went on your rant there, and I don't mean to take away from that. I am wondering what Hillary's supporters, how can they support someone who did what she did with our military men in Benghazi? And maybe that's not important to them. I just don't get it. I want to know what her supporters say about that. It just is a shame, I guess.
Well, we will ask Ted Danson for you. I mean, I don't know how well versed he is on the controversy over Benghazi, but I think that's, you know, as a Hillary supporter, I would want to know the facts because it's, you know, I've seen the family members on TV. Have you?
No, I haven't. And I wish, I mean, I just don't understand why we don't hear more about it in her opponent's corners, and maybe that's just, you know, maybe there's a certain, thing, that policy that all running may or people running have to follow, and they can't touch the subject or that subject, but I just don't get it, I guess. But if something that trivial to her, in her mind is, you know, worth, you know, I don't know, running for president and stuff, but her opponents, I just wish they would kind of speak up. But I don't know how the politics totally works, if there's a way that people have to just, you know, shut up about something and not talk about it, because, you know, that's just not right. But it's just irritating to think that can't be brought up more.
I agree. If I were, and that's where Bernie Sanders, if to me, I would want to talk about that, because guess what? Donald Trump will.
Yeah.
And also about her email investigation, all of which she's evidently taken off the table. Now, to me, that just gives her a pass in the primary and makes it that much tougher to answer the questions when it comes to the general election, because Donald Trump's not going to ignore either one of them.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's going to be talking about them. But it's a good question for her supporters, and since we have Sam Malone on. Yeah.
So then it just, one more thing is like, okay, so if she gets elected, do we have to worry about our military? Does anyone think about that? You know, is she going to take care of our military like she did? So it's just a concern. So.
Good question, Brenda. Appreciate that. I got a bunch of callers waiting after you, Brenda, but
okay.
keep listening, because I want to tell you a story about something that I know that happened in the White House firsthand from someone that was in the uniform Secret Service on a rule in the Clinton White House related to military in uniform. And it really tell you everything you need to know about how the military would be treated as peace commander-in-chief. So stay tuned for that coming up here in a little bit. Frank and Grand Forks, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. One of the things that concerns me is Muslim refugee resettlement in North Dakota. I'm opposed to it. I don't think they're good for this state or this country, actually. And I'd like you to ask the candidates where they stand on that. Are they going to do anything about it? Are they going to ignore it? And you know, I'd like them to oppose it in some fashion. So that would be my question.
All right, Frank, we're going to use your exact question for them. Doug Burgum tomorrow, Wayne Stengem next week. And can't remember if that's come up specifically with each of the candidates yet, but it should. I would assume your concern is, okay, have they been vetted? Right? Do we know they are who they say they are? Right?
Yeah, that's one of my main concerns. But even if you vet them, I believe Islam is incompatible with the U.S., and it would be just best to leave them in their homelands. You know, I don't want the trouble here, because you're always going to have trouble from these people.
Yeah, I think the danger, if you start saying we don't want people of a particular religion in, you're wading into dangerous territory. If you say I don't want them from this country because of the amount of terrorism, they got to be vetted. I mean, that's a little bit of a different story. I also think, regardless of their religion, regardless of any of those things, we got to say, how many do we have here? How much is it costing? What kind of pressure is it putting on the school system, on social services? You know, how many commit crimes, right? I mean, we have happy talk.
I'm with you on all that, you know, but I believe Sharia and Islam is incompatible, and it's been demonstrated around the world that wherever they go, as their numbers increase, they advocate for Sharia law. And that's incompatible with our freedoms. So the best thing to do is just not let them in this country in the first place.
All right, Frank, we'll get you an answer, so stay tuned, okay? As I said, Doug Burgum tomorrow, Wayne Stengem next week on more of our talk radio town halls. They're also doing a debate the Friday prior to the election as well, so we have a lot of great coverage on that race coming up. Tom in New Rockford, you're next, wants to talk about the governor's race. Bill in Bismarck, too. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Filled up there, as a matter of fact, last night before I headed up to Grand Forks. Had a nice little gathering at the, what's the old opera house downtown Grand Forks. It's now Rhombus Brew Pub. Very nice. But anyway, before I headed out of town, PetroServe USA filled up and headed north for dinner, enjoyed that. And, of course, back to Grand Forks today for EDC tennis action. So looking forward to that. If you're going to be there, please say hello. Brought to you in part also today by our friends at MyPillow, where you get the great 4-for-1 deal now. My gosh, Tessa sent us this really neat note. She said, Hey, knowing how well My Pillow works, I got one for my friend. He used to snore so loud the bed would shake, and I'd be awake all night wanting to push him off the bed. Ever since he's been sleeping on My Pillow, we get a restful night's sleep. Thank you, My Pillow. Thank you, Tessa. Folks, 800-506-9028 gets you the same restful sleep and a 69 money-back guarantee backing it up in a 10-year warranty. And that patented interlocking fill that really makes that work. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back to the phones, Tom in New Rockford. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, as far as vetting goes, I would kind of disagree with you. I thought Tom Pryor and the North Dakota Family Alliance did an excellent job of vetting the candidates as to what their position was on pro-life. And are you thinking there's a chance that Doug Burgum, it might be pro-life when you consider his comments that he's made, not only when he is running for governor, but prior to that?
Well, again, in the answer to the question before the Family Alliance, are you against abortion except in the case of the health and life of the mother, rape and incest? The answer was yes. So that it's the same answer as Wayne Stengem. So that's not me.
You believe he's telling the truth. When you consider his opinion and his motives on some of the other social issues,
I guess that's why I raised the issue to say how the answers have been answered, how the questions have been answered previously. I would not judge him by the same standard that I would someone that's been in the political world for a long time. And I'm asking you whether that you think that's too generous, I guess, for lack of a better term. But
much too generous.
But to your point, Tom.
Scott, though, that the pro-life issue is well above politics on the plane of what's important and what's not important. It isn't for the pro-life issue, life and death. It's much more serious than some of the other issues.
Oh, no question. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, you can argue how much can a difference can a governor make in it, and you know, there's signing the bills, and there's a few things. There's not a big advocacy bully pulpit as a governor, but certainly it's important. Absolutely. No question about it. And by the way, North Dakota Family Alliance is an amazing organization. Do fantastic work. Tom Fryer is a dear fellow. He's here regularly on the program. I like him. Tom himself was the one to tell me, it wasn't real clear because, this answer was there, but then that didn't match with this answer, and we really didn't get a chance to explore it anymore. Tom himself said that on this program. So I'm not being critical of Family Alliance saying anything they haven't said. I'm just saying I want, for the benefit of the audience, more of a black and white comparison, apples to apples, with simple yes, no on 3-4 questions. So that's all I'm saying.
I think that's Tom a good Pryor, thing. If you asked him privately whether or not Doug Burgum was pro-life, he would say absolutely not. I would.
Well, the very same thing was said about Wayne Stengem many, many times. So my point is, we have a governor's race. It's a great opportunity to get it in black and white and no, and that's why we're asking the question. Arguably, I'm not. I think the exceptions are a bad idea. Why is it okay, to end the life of a baby because of something that happened that's beyond the baby's control, of rape or incest? Right? Why is that okay? So I think we could go a million different ways. I just want to know. Here's one. Here's the other. Where are they at? And then you can decide for yourself. It sounds like you have. That's fine, Tom.
Oh yes.
I mean,
yes, you wouldn't want people to elect him because there is a chance that more pro-life legislation will come out of the North Dakota legislature, as well as transgender and some of this other absolute stupidity that's going on. And
right, but Tom, he said he signed the legislation. That was the point of the North Dakota Family Alliance question. It went down the list of, would you sign this bill? It was exact bills that came out. Here's what I'm asking you. And again, make your own mind up, but make it up with the facts. And fairly compare, and if again you're assigning, I think I know what he'd do if that bill came up. Fine, that's your right to do it. But I'm not doing that. I want to ask. I want to know. Would you sign it or not? Yes or no. And that is what happened. Now the one bill where that got tripped up on, and that's why we're asking this other question, on the against abortion except in these cases, was the heartbeat one. Kelly says both candidates are pro-choice. Quit beating that horse. See, now here's Kelly with an exact opposite opinion of our friend from New Rockford. Exact opposite. Quit. They're both pro-choice. Come on, give it up, Scott. The real question is which candidate would sign a bill knowing it will cost taxpayers millions in legal fees defending a stance out of principle. The millions could be used for education to prevent unwanted pregnancies and support adoption services. We need a governor that knows the difference, and I support that candidate. If you feel it's important to spend money on principle, use your own money and not expect all the taxpayers to kick in. Well, I'm not sure Kelly has a candidate of any party. Maybe Marty Risky. I don't know. I don't know if he's been asked that. But you've got a pro-life candidate on the Democratic side. You've got both the Republican candidates have said they signed these bills that Governor Dalrymple signed. And by the way, I applaud that. That's how it's tested. So I disagree with Kelly, but appreciate the perspective. More of your calls coming up. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Animoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.